Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Bob Leonard. On today's program, Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini provides an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Hi, Mike.
Well, but Dr. Bob, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs.
Well, and this week at the City Council meeting, there were some big items. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us what's happening with the Lely North American new headquarters?
Yes, it'd be my pleasure to, Dr. Bob. And as you stated, the City Council did consider the first reading of an ordinance for approximately 65 acres of property, and where this property is located at is just south of Highway 163 and the Exit 44 interchange on the Marion County side. And the rezoning request that we received was from A1. The property is currently zoned agricultural, and we received a request by Lely to rezone the property to M2 heavy industrial, Dr. Bob. And the purpose of the rezoning is Lely would like to build their new corporate headquarters on this site. It's approximately, what's being proposed is approximately 150,000 square foot facility for Lely North America. It'd be their corporate headquarters. It would entail manufacturing facilities, also accommodate the corporate headquarters function, and also involve a training facility. Now overall, the proposed project's roughly $16 million. And once again, from the City Council's perspective, when we look at the rezoning of the property, what happened last night was approval of the first reading of the ordinance. Now from the city standpoint, and I want to emphasize to your listeners, Dr. Bob, anytime you rezone property, one of the first things we always do is we always look at how does this work into the city's long-term plans, which for us in city government is our comprehensive plan. And to get the listeners up to speed on this particular site and the rezoning of it, there's a very strong tie to the city's comprehensive plan. Back in 2014, when we put our committee together, they actually went through the comprehensive planning process. One of the goals of that process was to identify additional property within our community that could accommodate additional M2 heavy industrial. We've had numerous requests over the years for M2 development, and frankly, we're frankly out of space, and there aren't a lot of sites available that are zoned M2 heavy industrial. Looking back at the 2014 committee, they actually identified this site as a preferred growth area for M2 industrial development. And so from a standpoint in planning purposes, the rezoning request was a very strong tie to our comprehensive plan. It was identified back in 2014 as a preferred growth area for industrial development. And so once again, the City Council did approve the first reading of the ordinance, and it was for 65 acres of property, and the rezoning request was from A1 agricultural to M2 heavy industrial. It was to accommodate Lely's new North American headquarters facilities on that. And I'd like to emphasize to your listeners that if they are interested in following this matter, there will be two additional readings of the proposed ordinance that will be scheduled at future City Council meetings.
Well, and we'll get with Lely to learn some more about this development from them. But is the parcel that the first reading was held on the ordinance, is that for just Lely, or are you anticipating further growth out there in that 65 acres?
Yeah, it's very important to note that as far as the parcel itself, it's my understanding that Lely would actually, their facility would take up about 15 acres of the facility. So what's being proposed with the remainder of the property would be an industrial development park, Lely taking approximately 15 acres of the site.
Tell us a little bit about the Vermeer Development Agreement.
Explaining, and the City Council did approve a development agreement for Vermeer Corporation last night. And to get the listeners up to speed, as most everyone in our community knows, in July of 2018, we had a tornado that swept through our community. And as a result of the tornado storms in July of 2018, Vermeer Corporation was struck by the tornado. They lost approximately 40% of their manufacturing space on their campus. What was approved last night as far as the city's development agreement was an agreement that was intended to meet the state's local match to help facilitate the rebuild of those facilities within our community. And I want to state from the City of Pella's perspective, we're very thankful Vermeer has decided to rebuild within our community. Now, as far as some of the key points of the agreement, it's important to note when we talk about the elements or the buildings that were mentioned or required under the city's development agreement, we had three buildings. Those three buildings totaled 655,000 square feet of manufacturing space that are being proposed to be rebuilt within our community. Now, as far as the development agreement in itself, Dr. Bob, one of the key aspects of it is it's really intended to really stabilize property tax valuations for Vermeer Corporation for the next 10 years on this, and it's intended to assist them in the rebuild. And it's based on the premise of what would the Vermeer's property tax valuations be if the tornadoes did not occur. So under the mechanics of the agreement, the term of the agreement is from January 1st, 2020 through January 1st, 2029, approximately 10 years on the agreement. The January 1st, 2020 valuation equals what was the Vermeer's valuation on January 1st, 2018. And under the terms of the agreement is on an annual basis, Vermeer's valuations would go up 3% annually. If the valuations are higher than that at any point in time during this 10-year period of time, they would be abated as a part of this agreement. So once again, the city's development agreement, which was approved last night, was really intended to assist Vermeer with the rebuild effort in Pella, which we are very thankful they have decided to do.
Once again, Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini providing an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.